Welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie. Episode 1, The Mud Puddle Mystery. It had rained all night. No gentle sprinkles. Either a full-on rumbling, roof-shaking, puddle-making thunderstorm. Ollie had watched the lightning flash from his bedroom window, counting the seconds between the flashes and the booms, just like Papa Trix taught him. But now the sun was out, the sky was the clearest blue, and everything smelled like wet earth, fresh ferns. Ollie splashed through the puddles on his way to school, his big feet making a satisfying splush every sounds with every step. When he arrived at Cretaceous Creek Elementary, the playground transformed. It had been a dry and dusty yard. Now it's a wonderland of puddle streams and absolutely enormous mud pit right in the middle. "Wow," said Spike, sliding up to next to Ollie, his red back plates glistening raindrops. "Look at that size of that puddle. It's like a whole lake. It's more like a mud ocean," said Bree, peering down from her grate. "And what are those?" she pointed with her long neck down towards the far edge of the mud pit. Ollie squinted. There was stamped feet into the mud. Was a trail of enormous footprints. They were bigger than any footprint Ollie had ever seen. Each one could fit Ollie's whole body inside of it. The trail led from the mud pit across the playground, around the back of the school, and disappeared behind the supply shed. "Mystery footprints!" Dash appeared with a blue fur and a blur of feathers, her eyes huge with excitement. "Somebody left mystery footprints! We have to follow them." Before class started, Ollie, Spike, Bree, and Dash huddled in the reading corner to make a plan. "Okay," said Ollie, pulling out a piece of bark and chuckle stick, "here's what we're gonna do. The footprints are really, really big. Bigger than any of us. Way bigger than Mrs. Terry, even." "Bigger than me?" asked Bree, surprised. She was one of the biggest students at the school. "Way bigger. And they're round with long toes, not pointing like yours, Dash. Flat like mine." Dash was vibrating with impotence. "Who made them? A monster? A giant? A super giant monster?" "Let's not get ahead of ourselves," said Ollie, who secretly loved this kind of puzzle. "At recess, we follow the trail. Deal?" "Deal," they all said together. The morning lasted approximately 1 million years. Mrs. Terry taught them about volcanoes, which actually was really, really cool, even though she even made a mini volcano with baking soda and vinegar that fizzled all and bubbled everywhere. But Ollie kept sneaking glances out of the window at the muddy playground. Finally, the recess bell rang. Four friends burst through the school doors and raced to the mud pit. Footprints were still there, deeper now. Sun had started to dry the mud pit. Puddle the mud around the edges. "Okay, Detective Club, let's go," said Ollie. They followed the footprints along the edge of the playground. The trail was one past the swings. One of the swings was just knocked sideways. Something had big bumped it. "Clue number one," Ollie announced. "Whatever made these footprints is big and enough to bump the swings without even trying." The trail went around the side of the school building. "Here's a clue. Two. A long scrape mark on the wall. Way up high, like as tall as a squished against stones." "Big body, long tail?" Ollie muttered and scribbling on his bark notepad. Dash was zooming ahead. Look at this. At the back of the school door, there was a big pile of leaves. It had been completely squished flat, like something enormous, heavy sat on them. Next to them, leaves was hat eaten in the fern front of a surfboard. "Clue number three," said Bree. Whoever eats plants, and a lot of them." Spike's eyes went wide. "So we're looking for something really big with a long tail that eats tons of plants. Supply shed!" The trail ends at the supply shed. Come on, they crept around the corner at the old wooden supply shed. Behind the school, footprints led right to the big double doors. And from the inside, they could be hearing a low humming sound. It sounded like someone singing very quietly. Ollie's heart was hammering. Spike's plates were standing straight up. Dash was a crouch below, ready to sprint. Bree lowered her enormous neck to peep through the gap of the door. Her face broke into the biggest smile Ollie had ever seen. "Hey, guys," she whispered. "You gotta see this." Ollie pressed his eye through the gap of the door. Inside, the shed was surrounded by a stack of chairs, a box of art supplies, and a roll of leaf paper. The biggest dinosaur Ollie had ever seen was an Apatosaurus, long necks, long tails, absolutely enormous. He was wearing a janitor's apron that looked conveniently small on his massive body. He was humming a cheerful tune while carefully sorting through boxes with his mouth, since his tiny arms couldn't quite reach. Ollie pushed the door open. Hello? The Apatosaurus turned around and his great big tail swept three boxes off the shelf with a crash. "Oh my, you startled me," in the deepest rumbly voice Ollie have ever heard. "Thunder, I am Mrs. Bronto. And the new school janitor. I was just trying to organize the supply shed. Before anyone noticed, I made the mess. "You made the mud pit?" Spike asked. Mrs. Baranta blushed with an Apatosaurus mint, his entire neck slightly turning purple. "Well, you see, I was moving the new playground equipment last night during the storm. And I suppose my feet made a rather large impression in the mud. And I might have accidentally knocked over the swing and scraped the wall with my tail and sat on some leaves to take a rest." He looked embarrassed. "I was going to clean it all up before school, but then Ollie started laughing. He couldn't help it. A great mystery of the enormous footprints was the janitor." Dash was laughing, too. "We thought it was a monster! A monster!" Mr. Bronto looked horrified. "Oh, dear! Do I look like a monster?" "No way," said Ollie. "You look like the nicest janitor in the whole world." Mrs. Bronto's face whole lit up. "Well, that's very kind of you to say. Since you're here, would you like to help me set up the new playground equipment? I could see some smaller helpers. Things kept slipping out of my mouth, you see." "Yes," all four of them shouted. The rest of the recess was spent helping Mrs. Baranto unpack the new playground gear. There was a tire swing made out of rolled up palm and a palm trunk, a slightly carved from a smooth snow, and best of all, a brand new sandbox filled with fine, sparkly sand. Mrs. Bronto did all the heavy lifting, using his long neck and his hoist to put into place. He used his horns to dig holes for the posts. Spike used his tail to spike holes and poke holes for the ropes. Bree used Bree and decorations up so high nobody else could reach her. And Dash ran back and forth, bringing supplies so fast she was a feathery blur. By the time recess was over, the playground had a whole new section, and the big mud pit had all been marked up with stones to be the official mud zone, a place where everyone was allowed to get messy. "You know," Ollie said to his friends as they went back inside. Their feet crackled with mud in their faces with bright smiles. "I kind of liked the mystery, but it was better before we solved it. In my head, this was a huge adventure." "Are you kidding me, Spike?" said Spike. "We got to build a playground? That's way better than a monster." Ollie thought about it. "Yeah," he said, grinning. "Yeah, it really is." And every day after that, Mrs. Bronto's enormous footprints appeared somewhere in the news, around the school, in the garden, near the front office, by the lunchroom. Ollie and his friends just small. They knew exactly who was making those giant footprints, and he was the friendliest giant they ever met. Always dinosaur facts. Did you know that scientists study fossilized dinosaurs' footprints? They're called trace fossils, and they can tell us amazing things by measuring the size and shape of the footprints and how far apart they are. Paleontologists can figure out how fast a dinosaur could run or how heavy it was, even whether it was walking alone or traveling in a group. Some fossilized trackways are millions of years old. Thanks for listening. See you next time.